A multitude of headlines coming out of Afghanistan, not just these 92,000 documents released by WikiLeaks. Congress has approved $345 billion to fund the war there so far. The United States has lost more than 1,000 American servicemen and women, and many people are wondering if our military approach is working. Well, our next guest says no. It's not. Since 1993, Greg Mortensen has dedicated his life to building schools, mostly for girls, in the mountainous regions of Afghanistan and Pakistan. And for more than 15 years, his approach has been to engage the village elders and community leaders towards the common goal of promoting education. Both he and his New York Times bestselling book, Three Cups of Tea, have been embraced, surprisingly, at the Pentagon and at the homes of the military brass. Greg Mortensen joins us now. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Celeste and John. Good to see you.
I have to ask you, did you hear who told you that the generals and their wives especially loved your book?
It was actually their wives who read the book first in the book clubs, and Marilyn Petraeus and Holly Petraeus and Marilyn Olson and Deborah Mullen, who's the chairman, joint chief of staff, and told their books, honey, you ought to check this out. And they read the book, and I started getting contact. I'm a veteran. I was in the military. And in my first book, Three Cups of Tea, I was fairly critical of the military. I said they're all laptop warriors, no boots on the ground. And but I've seen over the last 3 or 4 years a very earnest and attempt by the military to really understand the nuances of respecting the elders, empowering them, listening to the people. And so the book's now mandatory reading for all senior commanders in the military, special forces deploying to Afghanistan. They use it for counterinsurgency courses and many other places.
Well, you have 145 schools now for mostly girls, but about 8,000 boys, you said?
We have a few boys. These are the very rural areas where there is no school at all, and we don't discourage boys. Both boys and girls can come to school.
And how many girls are in the schools?
About 54,000.
You were telling us a story just before we went, just during the break, about last week there were 11 of your employees who were kidnapped by the Taliban.
This is the first time we had this happen in Logar province, where the two U.S. soldiers went missing. There were 11 workers working on school, and at night, the Taliban came and kidnapped them. Our manager organized a meeting with the elders the next morning, and what they told him was that the Taliban were outsiders. Taliban. They were from Kunar province, and they're called Hikmet, or it's an affiliation. And the local Taliban are Haqqani-based, who are from Pakistan. So all they did is simply contact the Haqqani Taliban, who were upset because somebody had come on their turf and taken them, and they were released in 20 hours without any ransom, nothing happened.
But this is the same province in which two U.S. servicemen, now granted, these are soldiers, so clearly, to a certain extent, apples and oranges, but it kind of speaks to your theory that there's another way to approach the war in Afghanistan that is more community-based and includes the relationship with these elders.
I think it's imperative. One of the things that happened was in November 2001, there was the Bonn Conference, and two dozen countries got together. They decide how to rebuild Afghanistan, but they set it up as a very centralized, deprovincialized type of system, which is the exact opposite of the Marshall Plan after World War II, which was provincialized and decentralized, and it completely disavowed the integrity and the power of the elders. And an elder, every province has, there's 34 provinces, every province has maybe 50 to 200 elders, and these are poets, warriors, businessmen, even some women, and they are the integrity of the communities. And so what to me was exciting was also when General McChrystal was appointed last year, he contacted me and a couple other people and asked to have meetings with the elders. And so over the last year, we were able to have set up 3 dozen meetings between our top military commander and the elders. Unfortunately,
he's gone. It's the end of him.
Well, the irony is the people there sense a power vacuum. You know, they said it was seamless, but they didn't have the contact. So now it's kind of starting all over again because there's no relationships.
Well, what's the lesson from Three Cups of Tea here? I mean, you're saying listen to the rules as they are on the ground in Afghanistan and work through the local systems of hierarchies. Does that scale up if you're an invading army, or is the lesson you can't be an invading army and try to run things by your own rules and expect to nation build in a place like Afghanistan? Which is it?
Well, directly from General Petraeus, what he said were three bullet points from this book. Number one, we need to listen more. Number two, we need to have respect. It means we are there to serve the good people. Number three, we are build relationships. You can scale it up. What we do is we set up schools. We provide the teacher training, skill labor, and materials. But the community has to match it 50% with free land, free labor, sweat equity, and free resources. So they're directly involved in it. And then you can leverage that at the district level, and the districts can level it on the provincial level. We haven't gone to the national level yet, but what that does is it reduces corruption, and you also get the local buy-in. And that's the reason that none of our schools have been shut down by the Taliban. We've had just one school attack, but there's other organizations too, like CARE and Oxfam. None of their schools have been destroyed. And most interesting, there's a courthouse in every province in Afghanistan, and not one of those courthouses has been targeted by the Taliban. So it shows you
there's a way to do it.
There's an interest in a judicial system, and there's a yearning for it.
Wow.
And is this something the U.S. military can accomplish, or does it have to be in NGOs and the civilian side?
Well, it would be better if it was the NGOs, but on the other hand, nobody's really doing very much there, so the military has taken on some of this role. I think the general public wants our military to solve all our problems, and today's soldier has to be a warrior, diplomat, and humanitarian, which is really unrealistic. And I think our public sector, the State Department, our civil sector really needs to pick up the slack, and it really involves just empowering the Afghan people.
Well, you have been a warrior, diplomat, and humanitarian, but not all at the same time. Greg
and
Mortensen.
You're on the way back, right? You're on the way back?
Yeah, a couple
going
days.
Going back this weekend. Greg Mortensen's the author of Three Cups of Tea. He's also the executive director of the Central Asia Institute, which has built 145 schools in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Celeste. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Greg.